And welcome back. Of course, we have George Lobby joining us as a co-host this hour here for Mugs in the Morning. George and I are going to talk about Music on the Bricks coming up here in just a few moments, so exciting news that you can look forward to
in just
a few minutes. More excitement continuing here on Mugs in the Morning as we welcome in Kate Marshall joining us to talk about a little bit of 4-H this summer. Kate, how's it going?
It's going good, Tristan.
As always, we appreciate you taking some time for us, joining us in the studio, and of course, 4-H season underway with the temperatures finally warming up.
Yeah, we are starting to plan for summer, even though it's a little chilly out this morning. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're going to have a full lineup of summer workshops where kids can come and learn about different project areas. So we've got some volunteers lined up to teach some of those. And we're excited. We're going to be offering a beginning rocketry workshop this year.
Wow.
One of our 4-H dads is going to lead that up for us. And so if any of the youth have ever wanted to try to explore that project area, that'll be a good opportunity to learn. Also, I'm kind of excited about one in particular. Nebraska 4-H has a really good entrepreneurship curriculum for upper elementary and middle school kids, and so we're going to do a little entrepreneurship workshop. There's some activities, and then we're hoping to partner with some of the businesses here in town that are independently owned so they can tell us a little bit about their story and kind of inspire these kids to think big when they think about doing projects and maybe future careers.
About how to start a business, basically.
Yeah.
Concentrate. That sounds like a great topic for a 4-H program.
George knows a thing or two about starting and running a business.
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk to him if anybody's got any questions.
And, the 4-H alumnus, too.
And the rocketry program is also fascinating, so happy to hear that. That's exciting.
We'll have to be sure to connect with you and put you on our list, George, for our field trip stops.
That'd be great.
Awesome.
Love to do it.
So, Kate, for folks that want to learn more about the 4-H season, how can they do so and potentially sign up?
Sure. So we have a Facebook page, Lincoln, Logan, and McPherson County 4-H. So if you search for that, it'll pop right up, and we post everything that's going on currently gets put on our Facebook page. And so information is there on different opportunities and even how you can get signed up. And it's not too late to get signed up for 4-H if you haven't yet. We do have an early enrollment deadline that was last week, but still open so that you can still jump in there and participate.
Awesome.
How much time do you have to enroll?
Well, the state...
If you push the limit.
Yeah.
A lot of us do.
I hate to say that date because it stretches out a little far, but no, the state is letting people register up until June 15th.
Okay.
So that gives anybody a chance if they didn't hear about 4-H until a little bit later, they can still jump in there and participate in county fair activities.
But they might miss some of the early stuff, though.
True. Yeah. Yep.
Better sign up sooner rather than later.
Definitely. Yep.
Okay, well, as always, we appreciate the time, appreciate the work you do in leading our local 4-H groups.
Thank you.
Always good to have you in the studio. More coming up on Mugs in the Morning with George Lobby next on KODY.